This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden says he will withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September the 11th because the country cannot justify staying there two decades after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, standing in the same spot where former President George W. Bush announced the start of the war on October 2001. Biden said it's time to end the forever war. The president announcing all 2,500 U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan by September the 11th, the 20th anniversary of the attacks that sent American forces there, 10 years after Osama bin Laden's death. The president said the reasons for remaining in Afghanistan become increasingly unclear, even as the terrorist threat that we went to fight evolved. President Biden says the U.S. must fight the battles of the next 20 years, not the last 20. Rescuers here in the U.S. are searching for missing crew members of a large commercial vessel after it capsized in heavy seas and strong winds in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of the state of Louisiana. The U.S. Coast Guard confirmed one person was found dead. Six others have been rescued. 12 people are missing since the vessel capsized Tuesday. A spokesman said the search team was giving it all they got and remained optimistic. The 129-foot lift boat was identified as belonging to marine transport firm Secor Marine. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine remained in limbo Wednesday as a U.S. health panel called for more data before deciding how and whether to resume use of the one-dose shot, putting off a vote for a week or more. The panel is reviewing six reported cases of rare brain blood clots in women who received the J&J vaccine a day after the Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention jointly recommended pausing its use to assess the issue. One of the six women died and three remain hospitalized. But the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, also expressed concerns they might not even be aware of all of the occurrences. The panel could recommend limiting the use of the vaccine to specific age groups to reduce risk, and is likely to issue advice to healthcare providers on how to recognize concerning symptoms and treat those patients. Meantime, European regulators are also investigating the occurrence of rare blood clots linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. India's coronavirus infections reached a record on Wednesday as crowds of pilgrims gathered for religious festival, despite oxygen shortages at some hospitals and strict coronavirus curbs in other areas. After reporting less than 10,000 cases per day early this year, India has been the world's worst-hit country since April 2nd. The government blames a widespread failure to heed curbs on movement and social interaction. India on Tuesday said it will fast-track emergency approvals for COVID-19 vaccines authorized by Western countries and Japan, paving the way for possible imports of Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna shots. The move will exempt companies from carrying out local safety trials. In Denmark, now becoming the first in the world to decide not to resume use of the AstraZeneca vaccine following reports of rare blood clots. Danish medical officials say the vaccine has not been scrapped, and it's not the case that it cannot be used, the nation having some 200,000 doses in refrigeration with an expiration date in June. And a passenger train derailing in Egypt's Nile Delta, injuring 15 people, according to the country's health ministry. It's still unclear exactly how that train derailed. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. We'll be right back.